All right. Welcome back, folks, to Truth Hurts Radio. Been away for the past week and a half. Might actually be away the rest of this week as well. turns out my vacation is getting a little extended more than I thought it would. Although I haven't talked to John Stattmiller yet about this, but I was hoping to take the rest of this week off as well. Today, of course, we'll be live. I'll certainly be up and running definitely by next Monday. But I might actually be away the rest of the week, but
as a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, back at least for today, this week, from vacation. Like I said, I don't know, I got cut off there. Skype is acting up again. I don't know if you guys were able to hear all of what I was saying, but I haven't talked with John yet, but I'm hoping to get the rest of the week off, and then I'll be back up and running full speed ahead next Monday. So unless I can get somebody to fill in here and there like I did the past couple of weeks, probably just be repeats again for the next 4 days. But anyway, I am back for today, at least, live. Got an interesting topic I'll be sharing here in a bit. Just wanted to go over a few little items here. As always, guys, we're offering the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, here at RBN for $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by either going to republicbroadcasting.org and ordering through PayPal, or by calling 800-724-2719. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And that's, of course, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anyone's interested in reading any of my books, I've got, I believe, five uploaded. I'll be having more as the weeks and months go on. As time permits, I'm going to be editing them and adding more. I've got a total of 20 books I've written. So eventually I'll have them all up on there. But for now, I've got five. One is Piercing the Fog of 9/11, fully documented, 700 pages, showing how 9/11 was indeed an inside job, a complete fraud, state-sponsored terrorism designed to sucker you to go fight their phony oil-grabbing wars, to make the Middle East safe for Israel, to enable them to rape and pillage our rights, to decimate the Constitution, which they pretty much have already done, completed the picture pretty much, amassing total power in their hands, and a whole lot of other fun things that they've been able to do since 9/11. So that's all documented in there. I've got another book called The New World Disorder, which documents the more broad perspective of why 9/11 and other things like that have occurred. It's all leading toward the same goal, world government. That's what the elites of the world, the thieves who have stolen trillions of dollars from the world's population and are using it for that purpose, to set up this one world economy, one world government, one world religion, you name it. And unfortunately, folks, we're not too far away from it. We're pretty much there now. You've got your European Union with the euro. You've got your North American Union coming around the corner with its AMRO. Very frightening what's going on here, but yet it's very obvious, and shame on anybody who can't see it at this point. I mean, you're just brain dead. You might as well check yourself in at the local morgue, because, you know, if you can't see it now, it's just, you know, you're the living dead. Anyway, so you can get those books along with a couple of my, a few of my religious works. I got one called Church Incorporated, documenting the fraudulent nature of organized religion, why it's corrupt, how it became corrupt, and I do it not only from a legal standpoint, but a biblical standpoint, showing how these churches fail to meet the definition of a legitimate church. They're not even churches. You can't call them that. People don't even know what the word church means anymore. It has nothing to do with a building, with a steeple, or with an organizational structure. That's the very antithesis of what, you know, the actual word means, biblically speaking. The word ecclesia in the Greek simply means the called out ones. It's a body of believers, a group of people. It has nothing to do with an organization. In fact, an organization, again, is the antithesis of what a church is supposed to be. It's not a system that has a hierarchy that concentrates money and power in their hands. That's just an absolute scam, folks. That's why I call the book Church Inc. These religious institutions that falsely call themselves churches are incorporated. They're corporations for profit. Very big profits at that. I have another book called Does God Destroy? It deals with God's character, shows that God isn't the angry, temper tantrum throwing tyrant who loves to punish, torture, and wipe out anyone that doesn't do what he says, when he says, how he says. That's how he's often portrayed by the very ones who are supposed to be his defenders. He's not that way at all. God is a loving God, according to the Bible. And even though there are some passages that certainly seem to portray him otherwise, that's what I address in this book, what those passages actually mean. I think you'll find it very interesting. I finally found a way to harmonize the seemingly more gentle, meek God of the New Testament, as portrayed by Christ, with the God of the Old Testament that seems to be angry and vengeful. There's no inconsistency. God is not schizophrenic. And, you know, again, he's not one to zap you if you step out of line. That's the way the religious hucksters want you to think of him, because that makes for bigger contributions when the plate goes by every week, if you know what I'm saying. They can keep you in fear, just like the boys in Washington with their phony war on terror. As long as they can keep you in fear, they can manipulate you. So that it goes on in the religious world as well. So, if you're interested in getting any of those books, I've got, of course, another one called Who is God? Which deals with the Trinity. By the way, I'll be addressing that next week. I've been talking about that for a while, how I want to go into that in some detail. So I'll be spending probably 2, maybe even 3 shows next week. Not sure yet. But I will be going over that in detail, so hopefully you'll be joining me for that. And if you don't agree with me, by all means, call me up or send me an email. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. And, of course, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I always tell Trinitarians this, if I'm so wrong, you are under obligation to meet me head on and set me straight if I'm incorrect. You know, don't go talking about me behind my back or write me off as a heretic before you've even heard what I had to say. But that's unfortunately what they do, because the reality is that they love their corporate steepled religious institutions so much that they can't possibly come to grips with the fact that they've been lied to by it. So rather than admit that they have been lied to and that their religious steepled corporation as a fraud and leave the scandalous thing and actually follow the truth for once in their life, they'll just hide their head in the sand, call me a heretic behind my back, never to my face, and continue with the little Sunday picnics every week. It's pretty disgusting. But, you know, people who do that actually are worshiping their church. That's their God. That's what they lean on. That's what they worship. That's what they pledge their allegiance to, not God himself. That's the sad thing about organized religion. If you stay in that system long enough, it will have you so completely and thoroughly brainwashed that the truth can steer you right in the face and you'll never recognize it for what it is. And you'll wind up being like those who, on Palm Sunday, were waving palm branches in the street, hailing Christ as king when he rode in on the donkey's back, and yet 5 days later they're shouting, "Crucify him." As much as they loved the things he said and he was healing them and on and on and on, when it came down to the wire and they realized that, ooh, following him means we got to go against our beloved religious leaders, they tossed him in the dump and decided to ally themselves with the very people that were lying to them and leading them away from God, not toward him. It's no different today, folks. The religious leaders of today are doing the same thing. It's come down to the point where you have to make a choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Either God or the false followers of God who like to pick your pocket and lie to you and lead you straight to hell, because that's where organized religion leads, like it or not. I don't call this Truth Hurts Radio for nothing. Anyway, if you're interested in getting any of those books, you can go to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And the best way to find them is just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. You'll see all the titles I have there available come up. And check back from time to time. Like I said, I'll be having more stuff posting on there as time permits. But, again, anyone's interested in contacting me regarding today's show or what I'll be talking about next week with the Trinity, again, you can email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Again, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I want to go into a couple quick news items here before I launch into today's topic. Thought you guys would find this very interesting. ABC News reported the other day this interesting headline, "Al-Qaeda videos may be doctored." Well, congratulations, ABC. It took you long enough to finally make a statement like that. You know, this has been going on ever since 9/11. They've been releasing fake Bin Laden videos, fake Zakawi videos, fake Nick Berg beheading videos, you know, on and on and on, fake KSM videos. Well, 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 ABC News says maybe, possibly, they might be doctored. Doctored? They're all fake. But nevertheless, interesting revelation that, you know, I mean, as far as ABC News goes, any mainstream news goes, that's an astonishing statement. Boy, with things like that, the next thing you know, they'll probably be saying Bush is a devil worshiper who belongs to Skull and Bones. Imagine. Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one. Anyway, then there was this one. This came out in the Times of India online paper. Hurricane Katrina aid goes toward luxury condominiums. Yeah. And I bet Halliburton got that contract, too. Unbelievable, guys. Are you surprised? I mean, that's just par for the course with this scandalous administration. Anyway, with no further ado, I want to launch into today's topic here. As I said before, you know, here on Truth Hurts, we cover a variety of topics under a variety of umbrellas, a variety of different subject areas. Excuse me, not just politics. Talk science, talk religion, you name it. Today happens to be somewhat religious, although even non-religious-minded people, I think, will find this very interesting. We're talking about what the Bible says about what is called the last days, prophetic forecasts of what we see going on right now. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, welcome back to True Throats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And as I said before the break, today I want to talk about what I find to be a very interesting subject. Again, even if you're not biblically inclined, it's a very interesting topic. You know, I've talked a couple weeks ago about the Nostradamus prophecies. Regardless what you think of Nostradamus, you know, he did write some very interesting things that have, you know, been very accurately fulfilled. We come to the Bible, of course, we see the same thing. So even if you're not a Bible believer, it is astonishing to take a look at some of the prophetic forecasts that it gave of what it called the last days, the, you know, the end of the world, quote-unquote, things that would happen prior to that time that would precede that. As indicators to know that, you know, the, quote, end was near. And, you know, these are things that we're seeing going on right now. This is what theologians call eschatology, from the Greek eschatos, which means last. It's the study of last things, or last day events. So I want to look at some of these last day or end of the days prophecies and see if, in fact, they don't match up with what is going on in the world right now. You know, and some people say, oh, come on now, every generation pretty much has thought that theirs was the last. Well, looking back, that is true, but looking back, none of those generations had all of the things happening that we are having, that we're seeing happening right now. So, let's begin here.
you know, we hear so much talk in the religious world today about what are called the, you know, the last days or the end of the world or the end of the days. Some claim that they actually know when this time will come. They know the exact date. But biblically speaking, there's actually no truth to this, and shame on people who fall for that, the so-called date setters. Biblically speaking, there's no such hint of any time frame that we can actually set a date. The Bible does not give any time scale prophecy. In fact, Jesus himself plainly stated, for example, in Matthew 24:36, he says, "But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Here Christ is making it clear that not even the angels know the day or the hour. And you have these religious hucksters claiming to know just that. Christ also said in Mark 13:32-33, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is." He said that he himself doesn't even know. So these religious hucksters who would have you believe that they know, gee, apparently they've got one up on Christ himself, because he said he didn't even know the day or the hour. So that should settle the matter right there, should it not, as far as, you know, these religious people who claim to have some kind of divine foresight. Again, there is no biblical time frame for knowing when the end of the world is. Nevertheless, though we cannot know the exact date, the Bible does give us several fascinating prophecies that are intended to enable us to know the rough time frame of when the end is near. In fact, Jesus gave an interesting discourse in Matthew 24, where he describes, in fact, the disciples were gathered around in a circle asking him, you know, "Lord, tell us what will be the signs of the end of the world, or the signs of your coming." And he proceeded to give them some very interesting answers to that question. So let me read some excerpts from that passage here. Again, it's from Matthew 24, verses 4 to 14, and then verses 32 and 33. Interesting stuff. And then after I read this passage, I'm going to go through it and break it down. We'll talk about some of the very specifics and see how these things either have been fulfilled or are, in fact, presently being fulfilled now. It's pretty sobering stuff. He said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not deceived, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Oh, joy. Deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all of these things come to pass, know that it is near, even at the door. So these signs are there to tell us that, you know, the end is near, not to tell us exactly when the end will be, but so that we can know it's near. So when I get back, we're going to go through this passage and a few other ones too, and break it down and go over some of the astonishing details of showing how they have been accurately fulfilled or are being fulfilled. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Again, this is your host, Charlie Giuliani. And, yeah, we're talking about specifically the signs that Christ gave in Matthew 24, but, of course, there are many other passages we'll be looking at later. And, you know, like I said, whether or not you're a, quote, believer or non-believer, this is something that's absolutely fascinating. You know, some might think it's self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, that's always a factor. I think that's a factor to a large extent with the Nostradamus predictions. But nevertheless, we clearly are seeing unfolding what was foretold in this passage. The first sign I want to make reference to here is where he said that there would be false Christs and false prophets. Now, there's no doubt when you look throughout the history of the Christian church, there have been many people, you know, right from the beginning that have professed to be Christ, you know, his second coming, right? In the days of the early church, early centuries, this happened. In the days of the apostles, there were false prophets and false Christ and so forth. But never on the scale that we're seeing them today. In fact, in the United States alone, as of 1998 anyway, there were 70 individuals just in the United States claiming to be the second coming of Christ. I don't know what the statistics are today. Maybe if somebody wants to call in, if you have updated statistics on that, it was 9 years ago.
Wow, 98 was already 9 years ago. If somebody updated statistics on that, call in. I'd like to know. There's probably a lot more today. I know that there's one guy who's been touring the country for years now. He's actually from South America. And he calls himself Jesus Christ, and he has a massive following. Everywhere he goes, he packs the stadiums. He's got very prominent people from Hollywood that are loyal, faithful disciples of his. It's scary stuff. These are educated people. These are not ignorant people following people like this. And, understand, there should be no excuse. There is no excuse for this. I mean, you look back at Jim Jones, Heaven's Gate, several other similar cult groups that have risen over the years. You think that would have smartened people up, that they wouldn't be so easily fooled. But no, it seems to have no bearing whatsoever. It doesn't present any problem for people following self-professed religious leaders like this. It's pretty scary how easily the human mind is manipulated, duped, suckered, in spite of all of these horrific mass suicides that have occurred at the hand of some of these hucksters. But, it is on the rise. Today we are seeing a phenomenal amount of people like this, false prophets, false claimers to be Christ himself. And of course, under the banner of false prophets, you could include all of the phony televangelists. Look at all the scandals that have broken out over the years, continue to break out all around us. Look at Pat Robertson calling for the assassination of Chavez. I mean, how more unchristian can you get than that? Christ, who told us to turn the other cheek and do good to those who persecute you, love your enemies, blah, blah, blah. here he is calling for assassinations. It's unbelievable. You can't get more of a false prophet than that. And look how many people follow these phonies. Look at the money that they amass. That alone should tell you that they're false prophets. Christ himself didn't even have any place to lay his head. That's what he told Judas when he first wanted to follow him. Christ never actually petitioned him to follow him. He came to Christ. Christ didn't say, oh, yeah, sure, come along. He just said, I have no place to lay my head, because he knew what Judas was after. Judas was like a modern-day neocon. He just wanted to get what he could get for himself. He wanted a piece of the action, a piece of the pie. He wanted a high position. He wanted the big bucks. He thought Christ was coming to establish some earthly kingdom, and he was going to be right up there as right-hand man. That's all most people in the religious world are looking for today, and that's what they get, too. As long as you play the game, shut your mouth, do what you're told, praise Mother Church and uphold her false, fraudulent doctrines, then you'll ride the coattails into glory, as they say. You'll have that paycheck in the mailbox every week, and they'll take good care of you, early retirement, all the little kickback benefits. You'll be able to afford to send your kid to the church-run schools that most of the congregation who pays your salary can't afford. But then again, when you realize what a fraud these systems are, do you really want your kid in those schools? There's no such thing as private school anymore, guys. I hope you know that. These so-called church-run private schools are accredited by the same agencies that accredits the government schools. They use the same textbooks. There's no difference. Churches themselves, of course, are in bed with the state, so naturally their schools are going to be. Okay, we got a caller, Howard, on the line. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. I would like to ask you about Project Lucifer, and what day do you think that the ship will hit Saturn?
Okay, I'm not really a big fan of that idea for several reasons, but for those that don't know, it's the Cassini orbiter that's now orbiting around Saturn. It's due to, as was the case with the Galileo orbiter, they slammed it into Jupiter after it completed its mission, and they're due to be doing that with Cassini as well, I believe, actually, either the end of this year or early next year. I think it's 2008.
Okay. I've seen a Google video, which they removed, which showed that the it will hit Saturn and it will bring on the Antichrist. Do you think that you don't put any fact in this then?
Well, I don't think they need to do that to bring on the Antichrist. I think the world is already ripe for such a deception. You know, look at the popularity that the current illegal occupier of the White House has gotten in the religious world. You know, they basically hailed him as God on Earth. It's pretty disgusting. The man is as far from God as you could possibly get.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure. But yeah, just to elaborate a little bit more on that, the Cassini spacecraft, of course, is powered by plutonium, a pretty sizable chunk of it at that. And so it's believed that, you know, by slamming it into Saturn, that it's going to cause, apparently they're doing this deliberately, cause a chain reaction. Saturn will, you know, potentially explode, and it will cause solar system-wide calamities. And I just, you know, Saturn is actually 2 billion miles away from Earth. To put that in perspective, the Sun is only 93 million miles away from Earth. We're talking billions for Saturn, you know. So the distance from us is just absolutely phenomenal. You would have to literally blow up the entire planet for it to have any significant bearing on us. I don't see it happening. I really don't. When they slammed Galileo into Jupiter, it had plutonium as well, not as much as the Cassini mission, but, you know, the impact really had very little bearing. As a matter of fact, the comet that struck Jupiter, even though the comet didn't contain plutonium, the impact was the equivalent of several hundred atomic bombs going off. And although it did produce significant explosive plumes on the planet that you could see from here on Earth with telescopes, you know, it obviously didn't have any effect on Earth itself, nor did it have any real effect on the planet. It produced, you know, holes that lasted in some cases, some of the holes, because the comet had split into many pieces. And, you know, some of the impacts produced holes in the upper atmosphere that lasted in some cases several months. But, you know, the planet as a whole was intact, and, you know, it didn't have any profound effect on us here on Earth. So, you know, I just don't think that this Saturn thing is really going to have much of an effect. You know, it would be like our elitist buddies who are running the show from behind the curtain to want something like that to happen. You know, they want a global crisis. They'll go hide into their underground bunkers and let the rest of the planet be decimated, you know, reducing the population by 90%, that would suit them just fine. But I don't see it playing out that way. Anyway, that's another story that I plan to be talking about things like this more in the future, catastrophism, as it's called, planetary impacts both in the past and in the future. You know, I do believe we are headed for something. There's so much debris floating around there that crosses Earth's path on a regular basis. You know, it seems just a matter of time before we are headed for something like that again. A possibility certainly is there. NASA recognizes that, and they're actually watching the skies 24/7 in anticipation of such an object headed our way, in the hope of being able to detect it in time to send a craft out there to either divert it or explode it. I think they'd be better off diverting it. Exploding it might cause multiple smaller impacts that could actually do more damage than one big one. So I think that the plan is actually to simply divert its path. You only have to move it ever so slightly to get it, you know, its orbit to change significantly enough so that it isn't a threat. But, you know, that is a real threat. There's a lot of asteroids and or comets. You know, if you look in the historical record, it appears that Earth did have such calamities on several occasions in the past. And like I said, I'll have a future show coming up on that. You know, there's multiple ways that they have demonstrated this, for example, by looking at the tree rings of, you know, oak trees that are 3,000-4,000 years old. Also by looking at ice core samples from up in Greenland, they were able to determine that the Earth has suffered many calamities that appear to have been associated with impacts of this nature in the past. In fact, the last one appears to have occurred in the year 1178. So we're due. You know, we're going on, you know, roughly 800 years or so since the last calamity of that nature. So we're due. you know, it's scary stuff. But anyway, if you go by the biblical forecasts, we are headed for calamity. But the calamity that is painted for us here doesn't necessarily involve impacts, although it does make reference to that. In fact, there's a passage in the book of Revelation. Some of you might recognize the seven, what are called the seven last plagues. One of those plagues deals with stones weighing a talent each falling all over the planet. So, you know, this does involve impacts of this nature. So that is going to play a role. But biblically, not the key role, a role, but not the key one. Anyway, let me go on here. We talked about false Christ, false prophets. We certainly see that happening today. Let's look at some of the other signs that Christ had given here in this passage. He talked about wars and rumors of wars. Well, in our present century, we have seen more destructive wars than what has been possible in any previous age. Around the world today, there are roughly 5 dozen wars in progress, and it seems quite certain that we can look forward, unfortunately, to the uprising of many more. Despite all of the proposed peace talks that we see going on, wars and rumors of wars continue to escalate. You know, we're potentially going to be going to war with Iran. You know that's what they want. And unfortunately, this scoundrelous administration has been getting everything that they want. And if they can't get it through coercion or bribery or pressure, they'll just create a false crisis or a crisis to bring about what they want. And that's what happened with 9/11. They were planning to invade Afghanistan long before 9/11 and Iraq as well. And so they just created the pretext to sucker the people to fighting these phony wars for them. So, you know, there's already been talk once again, folks, just like there was with the last fake election. There's already talk now leading up to the next so-called election of possibly canceling it in wake of a terrorist attack, a major terrorist attack. Some of you might recall they did this 4 years ago, just before the, about a year before the 04 election. They were talking about, oh, if there's another attack, we're going to have to cancel the elections. And, well, they're doing it again. Starting just a few weeks ago, I saw an article talking about that. I just saw another one the other day. So they're already prepping us, conditioning us for this. This is their plan. They're probably going to stage another attack, just like Chertoff has been talking and several other officials in the administration. It's going to be a major attack, they said. It could involve a mini nuke or a dirty bomb, whatever. But they want this one to be far more significant than 9/11, a mass casualty-producing event that will sufficiently shock the public enough that they can get their martial law, force you to fight any war they want you to get into, and, of course, they'll frame, I'm sure, Iran, probably Syria, so they can wipe them off the map and take away, again, what little vestiges of freedom we have left in this country, get the tanks rolling down the streets. That's what they want. But, you know, this is exactly what the Bible had foretold, wars and rumors of wars. So we see these two signs having been fulfilled or being fulfilled before our eyes, false Christ, false prophets on a grand scale, wars, rumors of wars on a grand scale. How about this one? Famines, pestilences, earthquakes. Many countries in the world, especially those in Africa, are suffering today from horrific malnutrition and starvation, not to mention AIDS, Ebola. And this has been the case, of course, for a good many years now. And due to poor soil, of course, climate changes, lack of knowledge of agriculture, all of that, of course, came about through the elites that have stolen all of their gold and diamond mines that kept them in ignorance, kept them in, you know, ignorant about how to perform the basic skills for survival, not to mention a lack of control, again, of their own resources. All of these things have contributed to this. This is all by design. It you know, it doesn't seem likely, unfortunately, that the situation is going to improve any time in the near foreseeable future. Even in the United States, it's estimated that there's only enough surplus of food to last for 2 weeks. Did you know that? If a massive calamity struck this country today, natural or man-made, and the whole system shut down, there's only enough food right now in this country, edible food, ready to eat, to supply this country's population for 2 weeks. That's pretty much the case at any given moment. Pretty frightening, isn't it? Any national catastrophe, again, man-made or natural, and the U.S. could very well find itself in the middle of a famine as well. So, again, we see this sign having been fulfilled or being fulfilled. I'll talk more about that when we get back after the break. Stick with us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Canadian band. I think they actually began in the 60s, but good stuff. Fighting the good fight, laying it on the line. All right, guys. Want to go back to talk a little bit more about this particular sign of famines and pestilences. Pestilences such as deadly incurable diseases, of course, are also on the uprise in the world today, most of which, if not all, are actually man-made deliberately. AIDS, Ebola, bird flu, you name it. Remember SARS a few years ago? It wasn't that convenient. SARS just happened to come along at a time when our economy was dropping just after 9/11, and the Asian economy was emerging as the dominant economic force in the world. And all of a sudden, SARS came along, and boom, the Asian economy almost collapses to meet our level. Isn't that interesting how that just happens to conveniently come along like that? Wall Street was so grateful to nature for that happening purely by chance. Yes, yes. Anyway, yeah, famines and pestilences. Just look at the, again, the way that the AIDS virus has been spreading uncontrollably, killing people by the millions, folks, especially in Africa. Horrendous. And, of course, that was the main reason why it was introduced. Anybody who's familiar with the history of the AIDS virus, how it came about, where it came about, knows that its intention from the start was to reduce particularly the black population. You know, this is your Hitler's superior race philosophy, getting rid of the impure and the undesirable minority groups to purify the human race. I mean, that's what this is all about. Eugenics is very, very big with the elites. Other such killer diseases of epidemic proportions include, of course, hepatitis B, Ebola, as I mentioned, cancer, very big pestilence, heart disease, stroke, emphysema. These things are almost endemic to our time. They've increased so dramatically, primarily due to the lifestyle that we live. Emphysema, aneurysms, stress-related disorders. Stress is very high in our modern society, is it not? All the food additives, all the high cholesterol in the diet. A lot of that, of course, is uniquely American, but many of these diseases are on the rise around the world, cancer particularly. Anyway, but, you know, we do see these famines and pestilences. You know, it's amazing that people still live, so many live to ripe old ages. There's so many things that can and in fact, do go wrong for people. All these pestilences. But perhaps most astonishing of these three signs, famine, pestilence, and earthquakes, is, of course, the frequency and intensity of earthquakes that have been occurring in recent years. When we get back, I'm going to go over some very interesting statistics to show that we definitely are living in this time that Christ foretold, earthquakes in diverse places. No other time since he said that could be identified as the time he was talking about, but our own. So stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
It's true.